Yes, sir.
Yo.
What's good, Brody?
I don't know why I'm so, like, geeked out to do this, bro. Like, I am, like, super geeked out to do this. Right? Like, shit lit, bro.
Shit been waiting. Fuck.
All right, so listen, y'all. This is a special episode, you know what I'm saying? It's a special episode, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to, like, usually we'd be like, oh, we talk about this, but like today we're gonna talk about whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like
anything is off the table, no holds barred.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If stories get told, we say names.
Hey, today's the day we get federal.
Bro, I don't know if I wanna do that. That's fucked up. Because then somebody listening to this gonna be upset. Potentially, you know.
Potentially, do you know what I'm gonna say to this because of the type of vibe that we're on tonight? You already know what's coming. Potentially, I could not give a fuck if they have a problem with it. I don't care.
Like y'all could tell, we a little relaxed.
A little too relaxed.
Facts, bro.
I don't care. I do not care tonight.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. It's not here, bro. So. I was thinking about the POF shit, bro. What you saying? You mentioned, dog? Oh my god, bro. Yo, that shit. I don't know, bro. That was a good, like, that shit was fun.
That was a nice run, cause I don't even be on there to watch the shit no more.
Yeah, facts.
I don't even be on that shit no more. Real talk.
Got notifications turned off, everything, bro. So now that we gonna be we just gonna, like, you know what I'm saying, we not giving a fuck tonight. You know what I gotta go back to.
Okay, all right, drop it.
So I gotta go back to, like, the thought drain sucking dick on live, bro.
Double homicide.
So look, it's a thing, right? What was the bitch name?
Lexus.
Lexi. So we had this bitch named Lexi, right? And she was sucking dick on the app. So for us, like, I find that shit hilarious because, like, bro, like, niggas is really out here wilding. Like, y'all niggas is wilding on a dating. And I ain't gonna lie, it's a dating app, but, like, bro, like.
And then condoning it, trying to back it up.
Son.
Trying to say that it's cool and it's okay. Yeah,
all right,
bitch.
No, listen. You got to do everything right. You got to do everything right. How did she find out there was a video? I'll ask you that question. How did she find out there was a video?
She found out there was a video specifically because fucking the video got sent, right?
So let's break it down like this.
No,
listen, we go put it all out. Who are the two niggas that had the video?
That's what I'm saying. The two niggas that had the video was you and me.
Right.
The two niggas that had the video was you and, well, no, it's three niggas.
No. He got sent the video. I was with you at that part.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to.
Okay.
The video got sent to Rod.
Right.
Then he started playing this shit on his live for other people to see where other people in his live, in there to
everybody in his live, else live
and everybody's home fucking girl live. And then they run it back to her saying, "Oh, yo, he doing bop 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 bop. He putting it out here. He trying to play with you. He trying to do X Y Z." And then she tried to roll up with some smoke that was obviously smoke and mirrors. Like, she wasn't about to do shit anyways.
Hey, listen, hold on. Pause right here. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Had she stabbed me, I would've fucked her up. I'm not going to
say. Hey, look, I'm not
gonna. I would've fucked her up, bro. I'm not lying.
I would've pistol whipped her dumbass.
Would've been smoking on that OnlyFans pack. Would've been smoking on that OnlyFans pack.
Oh my god. Bro, on everything Brody. I love, I wasn't listening to none of that. Oh, I stay over it. Man, bitch, don't nobody care about none of that. You mad because you
listen, right? This is what I don't like, right? I don't like threats, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't like threats. I don't like none of that goofy shit. Like, you'll be better tell me what you want to do before you threaten me. You know what I'm saying? So when she, like, I let it slide. I'm male or female. Don't threaten me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't for that shit. I don't give a fuck, bro. Yeah. Don't threaten me. She threatened me twice, and I was like, I ain't gonna give you a third time, bitch. I got violent.
And don't play that light skin bullshit with me neither, saying, oh yeah, we don't fuck with white boys. First off, bitch, get your shit straight. I am black. I am not mixed. I am not white. Get that shit straight. And I'm dark skinned at heart. Don't get played out here.
You know what I
should? Everything
done.
I love.
Yo, I should have. I should have brought her OnlyFans, bro.
Huh?
I should have brought her OnlyFans, bro.
Why? What for? The bitch is furred.
To help her, bro.
To help her with what?
To help her, bro.
Obviously, she's good.
To help her, bro.
She's got casting, apparently. She's got casting, apparently. Ain't nobody helping her dumb ass out, bro.
Facts, bro.
I can guarantee you that the government is helping her enough.
But listen.
She's got enough help.
So, all right, back to the story and shit, right? So, it get out because Rod decided to play the video and everybody live, right? That's how it got out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now, I'm gonna say this. We owned up because we don't give a fuck. We the ones who recorded. You get me?
Yeah.
We the ones, right? So, she pulled up on Rod or whatever, saying, nah, that's how the shit went. Now, I'm gonna tell you from my side how everything went. Like, all they said that shit happened. Boom. I get a call from one of the app niggas. I need to redisrespect that now. Fuck that nigga on phone.
Yeah.
So, cause my shit on yo, you weird, bro. On God, bro. I seen you clip shit on my Twitch, bro. You weird as hell. So anyway, it's one fuck nigga that was on that shit. Don't count. So he called me.
He probably be watching this too.
He probably
be watching this too. So since we name dropping Toxic, you know it's you. You know it's you.
It's a lot, but fuck them niggas.
Fuck you mean bad dad. I'm dropping bombs. Bad dad. I do not care.
Right. Listen, right. So that nigga called me. Whoop. Yeah, shit going down. Like, bro, y'all some app ass niggas. Fuck you throwing shit going down. Nigga said that shit like we on a block or something. You know what I'm saying? You on a block and you check. Yo, shit just went down, bro. Ricky just got shot. Like, nigga, you talking about a fucking dating app? I don't give a fuck. I was like, y'all nigga, who gives a fuck about this shit?
Yeah, literally.
Like real shit. Like, who gives a fuck? So, I pull up in Rod shit. This nigga Rodney is out this bitch snitching, bro.
And copping, please. On phone them.
Bro, do y'all can't believe you snitched on me, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Bro, I can't believe you folded it like that for a hoe, bro.
Listen, right. He won't understand it. But everyone's gonna understand it though, right? Cause he actually he complaining he don't get it. So listen, bro, listen. This is the issue. You don't know the hoe.
So what difference do it make? Even if you did know
it. Nah, this is the thing though. The part where he went like he's sorry for his part in it. And if they want to speak, I said, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You implicate this more people, bro. You could have just ended it. I was like, yeah, did you implicate more? He said, I ain't want that on me. Like, if he went on you, why are you all here spraying the fucking video?
Literally.
That don't mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we can't be like, we want to wipe our hands clean where the dirtiest deed was done by you.
We had our inside joke. That was all it
right,
was.
Right.
Like we and that's wasn't what, going that was out there. We wasn't going. We wasn't going out. We wasn't going out to post this shit and blast shorty. Was about like.
Listen. He had like, to go. That wasn't. Listen. What it, listen. That was not see. The see. Look. And look, I blame this nigga because he went around playing it right. The girl knew so many people seen it. She said, "What website is it on?" I said, "Oh my god."
Thought niggas upload.
I was like, yo, she would have thought she was like that shit. I was like, I was like, that shit's in the delete folder now.
Then her dirty ass tried to turn around and tell him to show his other niggas the video to try to get her clout up.
No, that shit was crazy.
But she wanted to cop a plea and say, I'm a mother. Fuck out of here.
I understand. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I understand. That's what I said, dirty, bro. That POF shit, that shit was cool, but then it got like, dumb weird.
Like I'm gonna be even real. I'm gonna be even real about the whole fuck. I ain't been on there so long. I forgot what Shorty name is.
Who?
Shorty that liked me. The fuck.
Melody.
No, not Melody. Not Melody. Who? The other one from Houston. Fuck Connie's girl.
Oh, Loca.
Loca. Like, Loca would be like, yeah, Bobby, all the rest of some shit. I mean, like, you know, it's cool and all that, but, like, nigga, you got me in the live and you got your other side niggas in here. Facts, and shit.
Niggas just
and they feelings, all this other shit, bro. Like, I live at least a good 15, 16 hours away from you, bro. We've never met. Like, stop doing this. Like, I get it. Don't get me wrong. You look cool. You got a nice body, but, like, even if I had the opportunity, I see at least six niggas in this live that I know for a fact is fuck it. Just by how they talking and how you talking to them. Like, no, right, like, no, that's not what,
when I seen it, I was just like, what? Oh, it's not you let
happening.
These niggas punish.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, I get it, but, like, no, baby. Like, it's not happening. I'm not giving it up that. I'm not that easy. It's not happening. I might talk a good like said, game, but I'm not just giving it up like that, sweetheart.
The people on there, like, I'm gonna put it like this. And this is sad to say. I fuck with the females on there harder than like the dudes. Like, not no gay shit. Like, you know how you could be in a live with niggas and shit, yeah. And dudes just cool. That's yeah. what I mean. But like, these niggas be like dumb weird.
They be dumb weird. They be dumb and be horny. Like, they be dumb for attention. I can't stand the horny police when you pull up in somebody's live and they're doing dirty shit. You be like, what the fuck is niggas doing? And then they kick you from the live because niggas is in there beating off and shit. Well, and that's right. how they get in
the
gym.
That's what I'm saying. Like what the niggas fuck? On that weird, bro.
Like, so, what like, the fuck?
But then, like, you got the one drink. Like, bro, I'm telling you, like, they be on that shit heavy. I'd be like, sheesh. And like and that's I forgot who I think I was talking to you when I was like, yo, I'm realizing, see, this is how I got on the rub is like, get on this shit, bro. The lives be funny and shit, they give you a good laugh. Cool. You know me, I love laughing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I laugh at some funny ass shit, some fucked up shit. I don't care. I got dark humor. Shit is great.
Right? Shit, you and me both just because of what I gotta have some dark humor in me.
So you know, that's why I got on there. But I had realized, like, yo, people wasn't getting on here because of the pandemic. These niggas was on here before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Like,
because it was mega weird.
This shit is crazy.
They're walking around with a chip on their shoulder because people know them from the app.
Oh, no, bro.
I'm like, you shouldn't be that popular, my nigga.
It's not even that. Like, being popular on the app shouldn't, like, make you happy, bro. You
hella popular on that dating app because you do lives. Like, something's wrong with you. You go to bed at night because this is what you got. This is all you got. Something's wrong. Hey, bro. You need to go socialize a little more.
On God, bro. Gotta get some fresh air.
Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, get out the house, my nigga. Like, fuck,
but like I said, I'm gonna keep saying, the people that we met, like, they cool, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
They definitely. Cool for the most part. We had one dude who was like, yo, he was like wild disrespectful. Remember that one nigga I put on blast that one night?
Yeah.
That nigga, bro, forgot your name, bro. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, we don't fuck with none of that racism shit. Like, anyway.
Oh, you talking about the mask. Yeah, with the mask on, trying to say, oh, that ain't me. Yes, it's you, bro. You got glasses, you fat, you ugly as shit. You look like you sleep in the basement and you stay on the who cares, bro? It's facts. It's facts. I'm not joning on, bro. It literally
nah, like,
is facts.
You can tell he's like the typical internet nigga.
What's the you look like a real live version of that nigga with the pickles under his tongue from SpongeBob. That's what you look like.
See, I ain't watch SpongeBob, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't watch SpongeBob. I can't help.
Fucking weird ass motherfucker. Well, I just do it for laughs. Nah, bro. Like, it's something between laughs and disrespect.
Yeah, like, he was calling, like this one girl, she's Muslim. I don't mean to say it disrespectfully when I say the shit on her head. Because I don't know what the fuck it's called. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
I don't know if it's a hijab or if it's not a turd.
Oh, it's whatever the fuck it is right now.
I think it's a hijab. But at the same time, whatever.
She had one of them on her head and he was making racism jokes.
Yeah, like, oh, she gonna shoot some shit up. She gonna blow some shit up. It's like, yo, get the fuck out of here with that, bro. She's literally practicing her faith on the live. Not to outwardly put it on people, but to do it with people that actually want to be there to see it and hear it. Like, you being disrespectful.
I'm gonna be honest. Anytime I came and she did that shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie in that, but actually, I slumped so fast.
Yeah, so did I, because it's not my faith practice. It's not my faith practice. So I
I was just like, yo,
I didn't want to hear it.
I was like, fuck is going on here?
I didn't want to hear it. I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I didn't want to hear that bullshit.
Oh my God! So
if it ain't, okay. I'm gonna pray for you. But if it ain't Jesus Christ, then I mean, hey, like, believe in what you want to believe.
Hey, but see, you know, everybody got their own shit. You know,
everybody got their own shit. But again, just like I'm saying,
just let me say in the beginning, man, it's no holds barred. So like, we're gonna be politically incorrect a lot today.
Ain't no PC in this bitch. Yeah. I don't care how you feel about it.
Phone them. Fuck them. all right, so we go back to that. Like I said, bro, man, I ain't gonna lie, son. That was some police ass shit. I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
That fuck police.
Shit had me looking at you different. I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
And then that bitch with that bag on her stomach that was talking to you crazy. You let that shit rock in front of like a thousand people, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of folks that fuck with you. Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna say what the girl said because that's sensitive. You know what I'm saying? Not gonna deal with
that's a little too far. But that's a little too far, you know what I'm saying?
But like for her to say something like that to my man's, he ain't gonna say nothing back. And then you gonna be like,
you know, I'm not trying to stoop to her level, bro. Fuck all that, nigga. You're not even stooping to her level at that point. You just demanding respect at that point.
Yeah, bro, you becoming a pushover. I ain't gonna hold you. Pushover right there. I would have choked the bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, look, bro, I got all love for you. But at that point, you look like you let your girl beat you. At that point, you look like you come home.
Hey, that nigga Marcus.
Slap you around a little. Yeah, you look like you come home and she slap you around a little.
Yo, remember Marcus?
Man, that nigga was about to call the police on me because I told him I was about to pull up. I told him, send me the Addy. He ain't never send me the Addy. I was like, yo, we can meet at the park, bro. I was like, we can meet at the park, bro. I'm not going to jump you, bro. I'm a man, bro. Either we're going to talk about this or we're going to fight. You're not getting out of this. Either we're going to talk about this, man, or we're going to fight.
This is the first nigga I ever stepped to, like, nigga, like, let's shoot that shit. That's how you know this nigga had me hot, son. Cause you ain't never here, you know what I'm saying? Been on that.
Man, never. You scared that nigga so bad he went.
But like, son, like I was like, yo, send me that Addy, bro. Like, I'm gonna slide. Like, I don't give a fuck where you at.
You scared that nigga so bad he joined the military.
And I was, because it was just like, bro, like you want fuck shit, bro. And like, yo, you don't even know. Like, I got a whole video of your bitch in my bed, nigga. Like, fuck is going on?
And the worst part about it is we go back, like we go way back. We go way back to when niggas used to pick on you and I used to step in. Like, niggas literally used to pick on you, bro. And I was your mans. And I ain't do that. And I ain't treat you like that, even though I could have. But I didn't. I have no need to treat nobody like that. Like, that's just not who I am personally.
Yeah, but I was even there for that.
And then you gonna say that wild ass shit out your mouth? Okay, come here. Come here, cause I'm about to.
Like, it shit had me mad, cause I was like, bro, like you feeling real big talking to your bitch, but like when she came back and told niggas, and niggas was up, right up, like
you raising up on a woman, then I say, yo, then I say you about to pull up, you like, I'm gonna call the police.
Hold up, bro. When that nigga called and told me he fought his girl, bro,
and he's dumb as shit, bro.
All right. So I ain't gonna put a story out there. The one story I was telling you about, I should have got. You know who they wanted to tell.
All right, I'm gonna say this right.
With that situation and the shit with Marcus, right? Based on what you probably seen, you probably would have thought I would have stopped being cool with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when I got the. I ain't gonna lie. Even had he not told me the full shit, I was still rocking with my man solid. You know what I'm saying? That's the brother.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. None of that. He ain't like the, you know, the other nigga. But the other nigga, though, how that shit came about was like, I think it was like the girl was taking care of this nigga. Wookie whoop. Holy shit. Like, granted, he told like a whole lie on how the accident happened. The fuck up his leg and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he pushed her out the way. She told us on here that he didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, though.
So, what really happened is she fucked you up.
No. The leg shit was he got hit by the car. That's real. What I was trying to understand was why he was trying to fight his girl in the first place. And two, you got a fucked up leg. When this girl got to telling me how she beat this nigga ass, bro.
When he cried.
Yeah, he was crying. He ended up when he called me, he was crying. He called me like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like I remember the call so vividly, bro. It was probably like 12:30. I'm playing Apex and shit with Jay and the guys and shit, right?
Fair enough.
He called me like, yo, I just got into a fight. I'm like, what? Well, who?
That's about his sudden tears, bro. Damn.
Giselle, I said, you was fighting your girl? So, nope, I ain't fucking with it. Nope, instantly, I ain't fucking with it, bro. Like, I don't fuck with that shit.
You can't fuck with it, like.
But it was just like bro, like all that, like he did so much, he did so much pussy ass shit, bro. And the run out he ran, bro. You gotta live with that one, bro.
That shit foul.
Like, I started some bullshit, and I dipped off to the military. High from it, man. That's cool, bro.
And coming back home in colors don't mean nothing to me, by the way. Like, it's still the same energy. Like, I don't care.
If he went, he came back on that shit, bro.
It's not even self defense. No one's gonna know about it. You're not gonna get an opportunity to report that shit. You're not gonna
no,
get
no. His snitch ass. He gonna have location on this thing.
Man, fuck him.
He gonna tell him. Put an ankle monitor on me. Come back,
man. Fuck that, bro. I cut my shit off. You won't be able to track. I cut my shit off. I'm in the house. Weird, like, well, so where saying, you bro, at? Like going, the house.
Going back in time, bro. Niggas been like some crazy ass shit. Who the fuck is this? Oh, are we done? So I turned my phone on Do Not Disturb. But apparently I didn't. I got these notifications shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Same thing about these motherfuckers. Ain't nobody said nothing. Step none of the rest of that. Like, why? I got a question. Why do you niggas be at the gym and all of a sudden everybody got issues, like everybody got staring problems? And what the fuck is wrong with you niggas?
Yo, they admiring your body, bro.
What the fuck is wrong with you niggas? That's even worse. Look at yourself, look at the mirror. There's plenty of mirrors in this bitch. Look at you.
I'm here this pack, man.
Fuck you looking at me for? Niggas get on my fucking nerves. Niggas get on my fucking nerves, man.
This gelato busting, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
You looking at me. You looking at me about some bitch that I fucked 5 years ago. Get over that shit, nigga.
Yo, this gelato busting.
You was just getting into high school when I was hitting that. Get your ass up out of here, nigga. We are not the same.
Yeah, bro. Shit been crazy though.
That shit crazy, and then the women too, bro. Like years go on and shit. Now you coming around acting weird and shit. I don't understand it. And then you sick when you see that I really don't give a shit. Like, what's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all, bro? Like, I really don't get it.
I've been trying to figure out what for the longest, bro. I don't understand it.
That shit don't make no type of sense, bro. Like, you had to.
Like, I don't understand it sometimes, but I just be like, you know what, bro? I ain't got time with this shit. Sorry.
Hey, look, man, it's a lot of shit I don't speak on, bro. Like, motherfuckers be trying to act all big and try to act all hard. Like, yeah, I'm doing something now. Like, bitch, you was holding my arm, not letting me go to work crying, talking about some. I promise. Don't leave. I promise. Like, get the fuck out of here.
What's she talking?
I ain't forget that shit, bro.
What's she talking about?
Yo, I'm talking about shorty from the gym, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Yes, bro.
Like, it's a lot, bro. I got shit. That's the reason why I understand why people be trying me, son. Like, well, not even trying me. I don't understand why people act funny around me, because I guess niggas be acting like people's memories are so bad that they be thinking that people forget. But bro, I got a boatload of shit that's just in the vault that I ain't never talking about.
I'm gonna be honest, right? I be forgetting the hell of shit, yo.
I don't.
No. But listen, right? If you ever cross me, So on God, I remember that whole
day. Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I remember the whole day.
Detail. I remember what time of day that was, and that was 5 years ago. It was fucking... It was
you
fucking,
tell me your birthday? It was bro, I'm bound to forget.
Bro, it was on my break on Wednesday, bro. It was at 5:45 in the afternoon.
Yo, wait a minute.
On everything I love.
Son, like, Andre, hold on. Yo, what's this nigga telling your birthday, bro?
Oh, okay.
Fuck that nigga. I ain't saying that. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. You hear this, bro. Happy G-Day, bro.
Right.
All right. Yeah, happy G-Day, Karan, little bro.
Ah, you OD. you OD.
We're all little bro, man.
You OD.
That's just a kinfolk right there.
I don't pay attention to that shit. I don't really care, bro.
And damn, you fucked up, nigga. Damn.
I mean, I'm just being joke. We said no PC.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest though. I'm gonna keep it above, right? One year I forgot one of my ex joints birthday. Let me have it. I went the whole day thinking like it was a normal day. Shit, it's my birthday, and I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. So when you say one of your ex joints, was she your ex joint at the time, or was she your girl?
Oh no, she was my. Time
that's off, what I'm off, saying, bro. Because that's going to determine my response. No.
That's why I say that, though, right? Because she said we was.
Okay.
I say we wasn't because.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
So but when it comes to meeting, no.
He wasn't.
No. Listen. There's no way. The only reason I say she probably right is because anytime I fucked up, she remembered that shit.
Well, what the fuck does that have to do with anything, bro? For two to be one, y'all got to be on the same accord. And you just said
I know,
that
so
you
I'm
said
just
no.
Tell you to go off to what she said.
But I'm not going to go off of what she said because you saying
listen,
no.
Listen, you not hear me, bro. She usually is always right when I was fucking up. Like
okay,
she remember.
And?
So
but
she's saying we was
being together.
We had, I'm just gonna say I wasn't the safe face. You get me?
Okay, just fuck saving face.
No, fuck you.
That's not what type time.
I want to save face myself, so I'm saying no, we were not. Want to save face, nigga?
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
You never know who listen to this shit.
Who cares? I'm just saying, if you're not together, then it is
right,
what it is.
Right. That's how I seen it. But it's whatever, you know. It's whatever. I really don't remember.
It's going to be whatever. Fuck.
It's going to have to be.
It's going to be whatever.
Yo, what was we saying about before that, though? What got us there? I know it's something about forgetting birthday. Forgetting shit. Yeah.
No. When you cross me, I remember that shit.
Right. Sex, so.
But other stuff, you
but
say,
see,
you say
see, yeah,
you
yeah, specifically. No, that's what I was saying. Like, when I don't remember a lot. But, like, if you cross me, I remember.
But me, I remember everything. You just would never know. You would just never know because I pick and choose what I'm going to respond to. I don't ever pick and choose my response to what people do, though. DMX said it best. People are who they are. Just trust that they are who they are and know them when you see them. And know them when you see them. So, okay, so if they a snake, they going to bite you. If they a liar, they going to lie. If they steal, they going to steal from you. But know who they are when you see them. They are who they are. Expect them to be who they are. And nothing less than what they are.
Damn, nigga, you giving out whole ceremonies and shit, bro. I'm lit. Like, what's going on?
What you mean? I'm just saying. That's real nigga shit. That's not even no ceremony.
They probably came here to relax and shit.
That's real nigga shit.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, it's just real nigga shit. So if you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about something, please come pick me up because I'm drunk and I can't drive home and I show up and you're not there and then you call me and then you moaning on the phone. Best believe when I see you the next time, that shit is not going to be cool. Fuck you talking about? What are you talking about? What you mean? I didn't smack her. I kicked that bitch to the curb. I seen Jenny's ass like a couple weeks ago.
Wait. Hold on. So you got fact checked.
I'm name dropping, nigga. I don't care.
Listen. Hold up. Because you go ahead and tweak out real quick. I know you is. So you telling me a shorty called you, she was rapping with.
Shorty
like.
Woke me up.
No,
in the
no,
middle
but
of the
she
night.
Like your girl?
Yeah.
So you was cuffed with her, and then she called you, asked you to come.
Oh, let me not lie. We was dating for a minute. We was rocking with each other.
All right, it's bad. So it's your shorty.
Okay.
So you're telling me she went out, got drunk, and then she called you to come pick her up.
She went out, got drunk while I was at work. I got off work. I went home. I said, all right, whoop-de-woof, be safe. Let me know if you need me, whatever. Da-da-da-da. I went to sleep. Shorty called me at like 12, like 2:30, 2:45. I had to get my ass up because back then, this was a brick ago, nigga. I ain't even had my whip at the time. Right. I was still rocking. I had to borrow the whip, get up, wake them up to get the keys to borrow the whip, leave the crib, go all the way down Route 40 to go to fucking Applebee's, nigga. Show up, there's no cars in the parking lot, lights is out, nigga. There's no one here.
So you like, what the fuck going on?
I'm calling, shorty not picking up the phone. I'm like, yo, where the fuck is you at, bitch? Like, you brought me all the way out here for what? You woke me out my sleep for what? And then she pick up the phone. I'm like, bitch, is you moaning? I said, all right, bro. I said, all right.
Nigga. She was getting clapped up, bro.
I said, all right, nigga. Of course, nigga. I said, all right, nigga. I hung the phone up. Nigga, I hung the phone up, went back home, went back to sleep, didn't say nothing. Shorty seen me. Shorty rode up on me after I got off work one night. I ain't even say nothing to her, bro. Like, I just let this shit rock. I didn't even give a fuck. She crying and shit. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I had you do that. I wasn't fucking nobody. I'm like, bro, the only person fucked up last night was you. I was sober. I know what the fuck I heard. I'm a grown-ass man. Do not sit here and lie to me and be like, oh, that wasn't what was going. Like, own your shit, bitch. Like, it's cool. You was fucking another nigga. Okay.
But don't be sitting here lying. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro. That shit crazy, son. I was like, don't be sitting here fucking lying. I was like, she was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, bro, it's cool. I forgive you. She was like, so we straight? I said, hell nah. I said, step, bitch. That shit ain't rocking no more. What the fuck you talking about? Now, if we was in accordance where we was getting to know each other and you was like, yeah, yo, I'm still doing me, then you giving me a choice at that time to say, hey, I want to get involved with this. So if I did that and I found out that that's what was going on, it would have been whoop-de-woo. I can't be mad at that.
Facts.
But at the same time, that's not what it was. So, yeah, like, don't come around here no more about that. Oh, yeah, you know, we cool, blah, 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 blah. And we worked one night because something was going on. And the niggas that I know that knew her brought her around so she could bartend and shit like that. And she was trying to be all cordial and act cool. I'm like, bro, like, I'm not with none of that, bitch. Like, I'm not. You could have just been a real bitch and just told me what it was, bro. I ain't with none of that.
You know what you should have did that night when you was in?
What you mean?
Yo, now hit me out. Remember back in the day when The Rock used to rush to shit? Yo, he used to like spit in his hand and smack them. He spit in the hand and smacked them. You should have done on a goofy ass. Should have spit a big ass loogie in your hand and rocked her shit.
See, it wasn't no need for all that. You know what I really did?
What you do, bro?
I got better. Ain't nothing worse than a girl. Ain't nothing worse than a shorty that be rocking around on you, that move funny with you, and then you get better on her ass and she come back around and you ain't giving that ass no attention. I swear on everything. I just got
bro,
better.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You get me hot, because I thought you were saying some cool shit.
Nah,
I thought you were gonna say some cool shit.
I just got better. Only reason why I'm saying that is Shorty was dealing with a whole bunch of problems. Your parents be fighting. The motherfuckers don't like each other.
Chill out, gang. You said go there.
Your parents be fighting. The motherfuckers about to get divorced. They don't love each other no more.
Ooh.
They about to go back to the homeland. They about to go back to South Korea and do whatever it is that they gonna do. Blah blah.
Wait, hold on, son. You let a Korean bitch do this?
What do you mean, let her, nigga? I don't mean, you know what I mean. I can't let her. Like,
I get it. She can do what she wants to do. I know. What I'm saying is, but like, a Korean bitch? I thought they'd be faithful as hell. Because you know, back in the movies and shit, they'd be like,
bro,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the wife cheeks, like, it's clipped.
Bro,
like, she's done.
What do they call it? She's not traditional, nigga.
First off,
she speaks the language, but like, she's Americanized and she like niggas. So it's either you get the one that like niggas and they do whatever the fuck they want to do, or you get the one that's traditional and they be all upkept and all the rest. And don't nobody, I don't want no traditional Korean girl. That ain't my style.
Yeah, that's why I don't want traditional in general.
So you
a black man, you got to date a black woman.
They be sticking to Koreans and white boys and shit. Yeah, that's not her. That's not what it was. That wasn't the vibes.
Man, that bitch was wanting.
It wasn't what it is.
She wanted to get a bust.
It is what it is, nigga. I don't be giving a shit. So you talking about shorty got bust, nigga. I was skipping class to go hit that pussy, nigga. I got what I needed out of it. I don't give a shit.
I won, but
I ain't lose nothing.
I'll be honest, bro. You were sad about that?
Huh?
You were sad about that shit, bro? You could be honest, bro.
No, I'm being dead ass. I was not sad at all. Nah, nigga. Back then I always had the G League roster on deck, so it didn't matter. I'm just being honest, bro, because back in the day, yo, I used to be a dirty nigga. That's the reason why I said it's the principle behind certain shit, and it's not necessarily about what you do. Cause like I didn't give a shit. Cause like nigga, I was wilding back in the day, nigga. I'm not gonna sit here and stupid incriminate myself, but at the same time, nigga, like I used to do some wild shit. Like if I seen Shorty was acting funky, and I knew what the fuck was going on, cause I'm not stupid, and it panned out that fucking time. If I seen Shorty was acting funky, I act like I had no idea what was going on, and I was in the streets. I was in them streets, nigga. Because I already knew what was coming. And whenever I would do that, it would last like another 2 weeks and the shit would be done. Cutthroat.
Oh my God.
And sometimes I'd be thinking to myself, I'd be like, damn, am I doing the right thing? And then 2 weeks later, I'd be like, yeah, I did do the right thing. I'm already.
You bet yourself about a marriage?
Oh, obviously.
I'd be doing the fucking. I put the robe
on and be like, look at you, Prince, doing your damn thing.
Nah, bro. Nah, see, I ain't gonna fake, bro. I'll be right like 99% of the time.
Bro, so on everything I right, love, bro. I'll be trying to find any reason to prove myself. I'll be trying to find any reason to show myself that I'm wrong, and it never works.
On God, bro, it never works, bro.
I'll be trying to do the opposite, listen, bro. You tripping, and I'm never tripping.
That's why I be saying, bro, like, the intuition is
off the charts, nigga.
It's not even that, though. It's not even that. My shit's so good. You can't. You finessing me, bro.
You can't.
It's not because like I see it coming.
That shit like glass.
Yeah, like I seen it coming the whole time. You get me? Let me go let it play out, and let's see what you know what I mean. Let's see if I was right. And then guess what? You're right.
Just like I told you about that trip I made to VA. Yeah, we gonna go there. Just like that trip I told you about that I made to VA, because Shorty was like, you know, I'm not making enough at CVS, you know, and I still gotta pay for this and I gotta pay for that and blah 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 blah. And Shorty like, well, how you feel if I start stripping? I said, what kind of question is that, bitch? Like, obviously I'm gonna say no.
I don't know.
Right, listen, look. But what I did say was, I'm not paying your bill, so I can't tell you what you're gonna do to make sure that you make sure you do what you need to do. So at the end of the day, because I fuck with you, because I got love for you. You do what you think is best, and I'm gonna support you. And it's just that simple. And
yo, that's why I kind of changed my tone. Like, but fuck with porn stars and shit, bro. Like, you ever get a chance to like?
I'm cuffing, bro. I wouldn't.
I'm like Tiana Trump. She's slide. Like, what's up? Like, I'm like, what's up, nigga? Like, what you gonna do?
I wouldn't, bro. I can't see somebody. I can't right now. Yo, I can't. That's just me.
Yo, alright. So listen, I can't. Let me ask you, I don't even want to
fuck some porn stars, to be honest.
Let me touch them. What the fuck are you watching them for, then? Like, what are you talking
about? Bro.
All right, we might get a whole new lane type shit, bro.
Porn is porn, number one. But let's be honest. The majority of the porn stars don't even look that great. Like, if I seen Shorty on a night outing, I probably wouldn't say anything, to be honest. Be like, oh, she got fat ass, and that's about it.
She sucked a mean dick.
But her she sucked a mean dick, but her teeth look like the streets of Baltimore. Like, she's dirty, her mouth is fucked.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I like that little shot right there. Like, chill out, bro. Nigga,
what you mean?
I like that little shot you threw it right there.
What you mean?
Like the streets of Baltimore. Hey, I get what you said.
We got a lot of potholes, bro. We got a lot of cracks in the street. Nigga.
You could have used a dirty ass Philly or something. Like you.
I mean, we got our own.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Nah, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was bothering as hell.
Our streets, that's do our streets look good? Do our streets look good?
No, they don't.
Yes or no? Okay, why? Then. I mean, it's the truth. We're being honest tonight. Wilding. We being honest.
They could have used
ain't no PC.
Anything.
Ain't no PC, nigga. We from Baltimore, nigga. We from Baltimore. I'm not throwing shots. We own the streets.
Throwing shots there.
We own the streets. We know what it is. We know them potholes don't ever get fixed, and it take them 3 weeks to fix them, and they just throwing asphalt into a hole.
I actually look so.
But anyway, we getting off track. The point is that the majority of them bitches is not cute. Jordan bitches is not cute. But what I'm saying I didn't finish. Because it's about the intuition. That's what we was talking about. And what I'm saying is, when I told her that, Shorty asked me and was like, well, would you ever come see me? I was like, I don't know. I've never dated a stripper. So, like, that's not my vibe. Like, I wouldn't show up because I'm probably going to be whatever. So, when I came out that weekend, when I was going to meet her parents and she didn't know about it, because the parents invited me and didn't say nothing to her because it was her birthday weekend, and I came out a day early and popped up to the shit that night and popped up to the club, and nobody knew. She didn't know. Promoters didn't know. The bouncers didn't know. I came up in there and I sat up in that bitch, and she seen me and she was shook like a motherfucker. She was doing whatever. Some nigga, she went up on stage. I threw some money at her, whatever, went and sat back down. And then some other shorty, the bartender, that kept coming to go come give me drinks, because I really just wanted to get some drinks. I wanted to get drunk. So I was just like, whatever. She kind of like looked at her and she was like, she's too close to you. I said, wait a minute. This is business. You at work. You should know that that's what they're going to do anyways. Why are you acting like that? But I'm supposed to be cool with other niggas coming up in here. I said, okay, cool. You know, whatever. That was strike one. Then she up on the stage or whatever. And she rocking with me because she can choose that, because it's a real gentleman's club. Like, you got to pay like $250 just for a dance. Like, it's a real shit. They can't even walk around naked. You feel me? They got to be covered up. Like, it's a real gentleman's club. So nigga walk in from the back and he go stand over on the side. He's staring at the stage while she up there. And I'm like, yep, that nigga about to go buy a dance. She comes over to me. She's like, I'm so sorry. I got to go. I said, bro, stop explaining this shit to me, bro. I'm grown. I know what the fuck is going on. I seen that nigga 15 minutes ago when he walked in here, and I seen him walk up to the register. I knew what the fuck was going on. Go make that money and come see me when you're done. Real pimp shit. And I had my pinky ring on. I straight up told her, go ahead, go make that money and come back and see daddy. Fuck are you talking about? I don't give a shit about that. Go make that $250 and come back home. Fuck you. Fuck wrong with you. Go do what you need to do. She came back, whatever. I'm that ass nigga. I'm like real pimp shit, bro. Like, there's no emotion in this building right now.
So wait, hold up. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
So that nigga fucked her?
No, nigga.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. It's not a brothel, nigga.
Oh.
You never know.
Look, I know she's
throwing an extra hum button. No,
she ain't do all that. She ain't do all of that. For real, what she told me was is that nigga went in the back, and when she went in there, she was getting ready to do a dance for him. And he straight up told her, you ain't even got a dance, for real. I just want somebody to talk to. He was like, I just want somebody to talk to, for real.
That nigga weird as shit. I ain't gonna
Look, it was a lot of weird niggas in there, bro. It was a lot of weird.
Niggas really don't have nobody to talk to, bro. I don't give a fuck
about
that nigga. You spent $250 to talk to a stripper.
Hey, look, bro. She brought that money home to me. I don't give a fuck.
Where's she at now?
It's not the point.
Oh, all right,
nigga. It's not the point. She still brought it home to me at that time, nigga. I'm not talking about right now, nigga. This was like damn near shit. It's about to be May. This shit over half a year ago, nigga. We almost at a full year. If we being honest, yeah, this was recent, nigga. This was like fucking like, nigga. This was like October last year, nigga.
What the fuck are you wilding?
This is like October last year, nigga. I was definitely wilding. I was on some other shit, bro. But that's not the point. What happened was, after that night, after we left up out of there that night, she sat down in the car with me, and she was like quiet and shit. And I'm like, yo, you straight? Like, what's up with you? She was like, you saw me tonight. And then she paused. And I was like, I was like, that was deep. I saw you. I was like, what exactly do you mean? She was like, you saw me tonight. And now I don't know how to act around you. I said, I wonder why that is. So you think I was standing around chilling with you this whole time and I ain't was in the first place? Come on now. Stop playing that bullshit with me. I knew who you was. I ain't know that this was what you was going to do out front. But at the same time, I knew that I still knew who you was. Like, I was cool with it. But at the same time,
so,
like,
so you just knew she was a stripper.
What I did was
you knew she was a stripper.
No, she wasn't a stripper when I met
her. I know, but your intuition, like.
But my intuition,
this bitch gonna be a stripper.
No, that wasn't my intuition. My intuition wasn't that she was gonna be a stripper. What I mean is when she say you saw me, how I take that is that what I actually saw in her is that she still wanted to spread them wings and be a free spirit, even though she was fucking with me. The issue was she was trying to find a reason to not fuck with me, but I wasn't giving her a real reason to. So she was battling with that because she didn't have a logical and not fuck with me. Because I wasn't doing nothing. I was doing everything that everybody else wasn't doing, and I wasn't giving her the typical of what she expected. She thought I was going to be stuck up. She thought I was going to be conceited. She thought I was going to be one of them dickhead niggas, and that wasn't who I was, and that's what kept her around.
That's what kept her around me,
but she was still like on that, you know, I'm trying to be free. Hold on, before you tell me, because it's the puncher. I knew before I went down there that she was on some shit, because right after that, she was like, I'm still trying to find out if you're the one. I said, ooh, this is perfect. I said, this is the whole reason why I did this shit. It's the whole reason why I came down here, because I knew 3 weeks ago that that's the type vibe you was on, because she said something slick out her mouth, and I let it go. She said, sometimes I be forgetting. She said, sometimes I be forgetting, like, I be having to remind myself that I'm not single. And I said, oh, okay. I said, this bitch is crazy. You trying to get fucked up. I'm like, you trying to get fucked up. But when she said that shit, I knew exactly what was going on.
Yo, all I wanted to say is, like, this is the second time we're going to try to say some cool shit. And you just...
Hey, look.
Fuck it. You could have been like, I knew she was a hoe.
I think that goes without saying, bro.
For the audience, they could have been like, that could have been some cool shit, like, you know, like, he called her out. That's some cool shit.
She's a lost bitch. It's really what it is.
Still like, break out.
You saying ho, but she's really a lost bitch. Bitch. And I never lived down that foul, nasty ass bitch that was playing with niggas' booty holes, and she thought she was about to do some shit. She had that nigga trying to fight me because her ex trying to pull up like, oh, you talking to my girl, bro? I thought we was bros. I'm like, nigga, I don't fucking know you. You seen me one time. I don't even know your name, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Now your ex girlfriend, she got a clean asshole. She probably bleached that shit, but no.
Wait, you out here?
You out of your fucking mind?
Oh, bro, because you can't be like, your girl got a clean asshole. Like, how the fuck would you know?
I mean, she bent over, hitting it from the back. You can definitely see it. Cleanest asshole I ever seen. She tried to give me the... They weren't together. It was his ex. But he was going bonkers ass crazy. He was going bonkers ass crazy when he found out that she was talking to me. But the only reason why he was doing that is because she used to play with his booty hole.
Oh, that nigga wicked.
Yeah, that nigga wicked. That's some wild lake shit for you. That's some wild lake shit for
wicked.
You. Oh, yeah, definitely. She definitely used to play with that nigga booty hole.
Yo, he wicked.
Because she said to me, she was like, the last nigga I was with used to da-da-da-da. I said, you touch me and I'm going to kick you in your fucking face.
Wait, she was black?
She was mixed.
What?
She was black. She was black and white. She was mixed. She looked like me. She looked like me though. She liked like me though.
She
both
trifling.
My parents black. She liked like me though.
She trifling.
Hey. Bitch is wild.
That dumb ass nasty asshole
that pulled up to my crib with the jumper cables and the shovel. I should have beat the shit out of her dumb ass. Slutty asshole. I tell you that I'm gonna come. You tell me to come over because your homegirl, your girlfriend is at your house and she gonna invite her boyfriend over and we gonna chill. And then I pull up to the crib and you talking about some nigga didn't get off work yet. He gonna be late and you pull up to the crib. I pull up to the crib fully clothed, ready to go, not expecting nothing. But you know, I brought the rubber with me just in case because you know shit get crazy. And she opened the door. She in a silk robe with a matching bottom and top set. I said, I already know what this is. She gonna throw the pussy on me. Ass was fatter than California, nigga. That shit was enormous. Pussy was trash. That shit was trash bag. on my mother. That shit was ass. I never touched that shit again. I was like, that ass, you got all that ass for no reason.
You ghosted her?
God, did I? That's the reason why she pulled up to the crib with the jumper cables and the shovel. She thought we was going to. Hey, she said, listen, I want to go to Atlantic City. I said, bitch, I'm not paying for this whack ass pussy.
Wait, so, or?
You crazy. You saying, bro,
So she was expecting you to pay for it?
She thought I was about to pay for that whack ass pussy, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Trying to charge you?
She tried to get me to take a weekend with her to fucking Atlantic City, nigga.
I bet you gold digger.
That bitch crazy.
Yo. So it's in mind you. So that's the same girl who you took from the one dude.
No, that's a completely different bitch.
What?
That's a completely different bitch. The bitch.
Because I was gonna talk about the one shit that happened.
Listen to me. I didn't take her.
You know what? Yo. Let me see something about that too. Let me see something about that real quick. Because that's like he said it's time. What I say. So I was talking about the one shit that happened in December when that one nigga. He decided to take his girl phone and try to text me. Like, but listen, my thing is that's right. I'm a fuck. It's my dudes out there. Like, yo, I need to be tripping. Right? Don't ever get mad at the dudes, son. It's always the female fault, bro. On God. If that was your bitch, that wouldn't happen. I ain't gonna lie to you. And she was really a bitch, bro. Can't no nigga take it from you. Ain't a lot of this. This nigga Andre just disappeared. What the fuck is going on? Hold up, gang. Look, this nigga's not connected, bro. Yo, what happened to you, man?
I don't know. I don't know why you couldn't hear me. I could hear you fine.
All right, bet. So... Like
but
saying,
you can't get mad at the pimp. You can't get mad at the pimp, yo.
Yo, that's what like, and that's why like, now listen, like to all to I'm gonna say this to the niggas that's fucking with these niggas bitches, right? So, man, sure you was texting off the WhatsApp, right? You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to hold your text message is not tracked on it. So, this goofy ass nigga is just reading like our regular like text messages, type shit. He don't see the other wild ass shit. And the bitch got smart too, but of course, like, I'm smarter. She, like, that's what she do. She would erase her thread. Like, the thread on there, but on her end, but I still see our text messages. So I can scroll, screenshot some shit. Like, this is really your bitch, bro. Like, she's telling me this. Why is she with you, bro?
She's choosing. That's not your bitch.
Like, the bitch told me she loved me right, sitting right next to this thing. I was like, son, do you know how heated I would be? I'm living with this bitch.
Like, don't be taking that shit up. Don't be taking that shit up with me because your bitch was choosing, bro. That's what I be saying,
like,
bro.
That's your bitch. Like, I don't ever fight another nigga
because of no shit like that.
See, only I will fight this nigga only because he started talking that. Nah, man, I
will. That's different.
No, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that back. Because he started saying some police ass shit, and I was like, oh, nah. Remember, he said I'm gonna call my ops.
Then he said he was gonna call the police. Like, which one are you? Nigga?
No. He said the police first, and then he said he gonna get ops on my head. And I said, shut the fuck up. You're just saying anything at this point.
But I want to be very clear, even for what it was that you said, bro. That's the whole thing. That's what make it worse. They weren't together. He had a whole nother shorty. Like, they weren't together. That was her ex.
Yeah.
From a year prior.
No. I was just saying that because, like. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to peep that like all of us low key did it at one point. I ain't going to criminal.
I've never done that shit. I've never done that shit knowingly. And that's on God.
Clearly I did. I ain't gonna lie. Clearly I did.
I'm just speaking for me. Listen, knowingly, like, I've never done that shit.
I'm saying this too, right? This how wild the bitch was. The bitch was gonna tell the nigga I was like her gay best friend or some shit. I was like, what?
Wow.
If only he knew. She came up with that.
Hey, look, I don't be falling for none of that shit.
Brody, but my thing, I was like, bro, like.
I don't talk to bitches that be like, yeah, I only hang around dudes. I only got guy friends. I don't talk to bitches like that. I'll fuck you, but I'm not talking to you. Like, no, we're not talking to you. I'm not dating you.
What was so mind blowing to me was like the bitch kept trying to like reiterate she's not a cheater. It's like,
Fuck out of here. Yes, you are, bro.
Like, you definitely are. Like, you're proving right here.
Like, you're a hoe. You're running around. And I want to be very clear.
Hey, chill. I loved her 1.0 caller.
Bro, come on, son.
At one point, I did, bro.
I know you did, but like, but bro.
Don't call her.
If you single, you choosing. If you got a whole man, it's just, you're not tricking because you're not getting paid for it. Like, it's a difference. It ain't but tricking.
What was crazy, though, was that how long we kept it up until we got caught. We kept it up. We kept going for like 3 to 4 months.
Hold up. Because you said, yo, this is supposed to be, yo, you supposed to be. He was like, yo, I was expecting you to call a hoe for the audience, and now you talk about something chill, yo. I love it.
Chill out, bro. You tripping. Well, no, like I was saying though.
Niggas out here, bro, like, damn, you haven't been with Shorty for a year, bro. She's fucking other niggas. Don't be mad cause you happen to see a nigga that lives around the way that's doing her now.
I ain't gonna lie.
Don't be mad at me.
I ain't gonna lie. Ain't no time frame on that. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I done seen some foul shit. Like, I seen that bitch date a nigga.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. You're not gonna walk up to me after a year, you not being with somebody, and you talking about something. Oh, yo, that's my ex. Nigga, I don't give a fuck who your ex is.
You're not taking my dick out that pussy.
I'm gonna say this, all right. Fuck you mean?
I'm gonna say this, though. Just like us niggas, these females be lying, bro.
Of course. So we know that.
Yeah, I know, but no, that's what I'm saying, though, like, with that, right? She probably tell you, oh, yeah, I don't talk to him. He crazy. We've been broken up for a year. But whole time, she probably texting this nigga, like, yo, you trying to get some lunch? Like, I miss you. She's probably doing that.
Okay.
Now listen. That's not your issue. The thing is, though, like, you can't, at this point, you can't believe nobody. You can't believe the girl or the dude, because the girl is going to tell you as the new nigga what you want to hear. And she going to point that ex nigga out to be crazy.
But what I'm saying is, bro, be subjective, bro. Like, you fucking a whole nother bitch, and I know who that bitch is. I'm not fucking with her. I don't have no type of emotional tie to her, no nothing.
You know how niggas is, though.
Bro, I don't give a fuck how niggas is, bro. You can't, yo, you can't have your, you can't, it's not Burger King. You can't have it your way. What's wrong with you? It is what it is.
You can't have both, bro.
That shit up, nigga.
You can't have a citrus fruit and dairy. Whole time you was a dumbass
anyways. Because you played right into her trick, because she was just using me to get your attention anyways. Like, you're fucking, and she's still doing what she wanna do and having her cake and eating it too. And you letting her run this shit. She's letting her run, nigga.
Dick. You gotta sit there and know that.
She go to school in Ohio. Like, come on, bro.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, son. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I be getting hot if I find out, like, an old bitch got, like, dick down. I'll be like, fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? I get mad. I be like, look at this bitch.
Bro. I don't.
I ain't gonna care. I'll be like, look at this bitch. Like, unbelievable. Look, knew you was old.
If you ain't got no ring on your finger, you not. I don't. It is what it is. I expect anything. I don't be caring. I got options. I don't give a fuck. I don't love you. I got options, bro. I don't care. I didn't have people where I didn't have shit like that going on. Where it wasn't like Shorty was fucking around, and I didn't have to let bitches go that I actually like had love for, and I actually was in love with, and I had to let the bitch go for other reasons. I don't be caring about none of that, bro. I love you and still let your ass go, so I don't care. It's my newt. It's my newt to me. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Look at this nigga glitching. Sheesh.
Just being honest. That shit minute. It don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah, like, you see,
a lot of these people was here for a moment, bro, and that shit gone. Now, a lot of this shit just memory. So I don't put a whole lot of time and energy in.
Yo, take a shot, bro. Loosen up.
Loosen up.
Loosen up.
What you mean?
Loosen up, nigga.
What you mean, loosen up?
Nigga, loosen up, nigga. I'm mad hard right now, son.
What you mean?
You call him the same. That's not mad hard. Again, it's like the third time you could have said some cool shit.
That's not mad hard, nigga.
Could have you could have said some cool shit, man. I know I fucked up not saying some cool shit.
I mean, come on, bro. I'll put the fedora and pull a pimp cane out right now and go steal a nigga's bitch. I don't care.
You guys stop talking about taking niggas' bitches, bro.
Come on,
that shit gonna come back on niggas.
You said that shit gonna come back on niggas? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. You fucking mean come back? It's probably happened. It's probably happening. I don't even know about it.
Like, I already said here one day and I already thought, like, I ain't gonna fake. That's why I smashed that nigga girl, bro. The one you got a real way. I had like three chances to smash a shorty.
Yo, karma's a bitch, yo. You gotta chill on that, especially when you
know. No, this the thing, though. Even though me and yo not, we still ain't cool. But we definitely wasn't rocking in. I was never going to do that. She was dirty. I thought that was too dirty.
That's what I'm saying. Some shit is just too low.
I'm telling you now.
Some shit is just too low, bro.
I'm telling you now. I had three chances.
I know, but you did, but some shit too low.
And I was playing.
Yeah. Don't.
But I ain't gonna lie. Like that part, I didn't even go fuck about. Cause in my head, I was like, "You cheating? Go fuck." Yeah, I don't go fuck. It's whatever. Not saying I care about cheating. Let me not say that. But like, she ain't gonna know. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't gonna know. My niggas gonna know. She ain't gonna know. Whatever though. But it wasn't even that. It was more so like, I used to be tight with cuz, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a different situation.
You know what I'm saying? I was tight with cuz, so like, yeah, I don't even fuck with you right now. I don't think I'm ever gonna fuck with cuz, but you know me, bro. I be leaving the door open for people. Until I close that door, niggas, like I did that thought. Until I close the door, niggas, the door's always open.
I mean,
but you get me? I'm always like, oh, I know Tom Hill, whatever. See, this is what I'm saying, though. I ain't saying we being cool, we buddy, but we let all that, you know what I'm saying? All that negative shit in the past. Yeah. Let that shit stay, you know what I'm saying? Let that shit stay there. Let's not carry that on. I don't fuck with you, though. You get me? Yeah. Shit like that. Like we, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't gotta be no animosity, but like we ain't rocking with each other, but it ain't gotta be no tension.
Yeah, facts. That's how I do my shit. So, but like I said, that's just how I always leave that door open to that. Now, once I tell you that shit clip.
Mm-hmm.
I promise to God that shit clip
on everything.
That shit clip, I promise.
On everything I love. I embarrass you. Don't do that around me.
You know, one little dot drink, right? For like, you know what I'm saying? You know about the situation, this shit. Not saying like I was ever going to do nothing with that. I just thought it was disrespect, you know what I'm saying? It was disrespect. So I was like, I ain't fuck with that, man. I ain't never disrespect you. You get me? So when people disrespect me and I don't disrespect them, I got issue with that, man. That's fucked up, man. So unless we know each other and you do some disrespectful shit, I'm like, all right, we got to shoot that shit. I ain't going to lie. But she... It's a bitch, so. But whatever, though, after that, like, I told her, like, yeah, that shit clip, bro. Ain't no, She was like, maybe, like, we could talk later. No, you blocked, bro. Shit clip. Yeah.
I ain't even blocking folk no more. I'm just denying your calls. You can call me all you want. I'm not opening. Yep. I'm not responding to your text messages, none of that shit. I ain't even blocking folk no more. I'm just speaking for me. I'm not blocking.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like,
if you OD'ing calling me 80 times, and yeah, okay, I'll block you because that's just ridiculous. But like, if you calling me and you hit me up, I'm not gonna block you. I'm just not responding to you, bro. You know what it is? It's cutthroat. Ain't no reason for us to talk, and it ain't no reason for me to address it and tell your stupid bitch ass why I'm not fucking with you. Fuck you, and your mother, and your kid, and your unborn kids.
All right, out, bro. That nigga wallin'.
And your dead folks. Fuck all that. All
right, come on, bro.
You said you wanted it, and I'm loose.
Yeah, we joke about the dead all the time.
Yeah, I ain't joking. I'm dead.
But we got a list of who we don't. We got a list. like dead people we know who like we want this.
No, I'm not dissing any dead folks specifically. I'm just saying
I'm just saying
you and your dead folks, fuck you.
No, I'm just letting them know that like we be like, yeah, we be disrespecting the dead, I ain't gonna lie. Except for like when it's get too, you know, we'll never get personal. Yeah, nigga, fuck your uncle, nigga. Like, that's a wild.
Yeah, shit. I'm not talking about anybody specific, but yeah, like, but the people you hold dear, yeah, fuck you and them.
Like, if I beef with somebody on Twitter, bro, I remember one day I did that shit, bro.
I don't beef with nobody.
I told, nah, we was going to add on Twitter, bro. And this shit had me hot, so like, I forgot what it was about. I'm going after this thing on Twitter, bro. I'm tweeting like a motherfucker. I see this nigga, I go to this nigga photo of this nigga, it's somebody dig. It's like one of his dead people. Ah, oh, boy, I took that picture so quick. So go dig this bitch ass nigga up.
Bet you, bro. He can't say nothing now. Oh my god.
Like, I ain't really realize how disrespectful I be.
On everything I love. Oh my god. I take. I put NWO on the tombstone. On God.
Like, no, it's crazy because, like, I don't realize how disrespectful I be, bro. Like, I could be bad with it. Like, I'd be like,
that's the reason why I be trying to watch my mouth. I be trying to watch my mouth because I be saying some real reckless shit.
I be saying some nut ass shit.
Oh, my God, bro. I be saying some real reckless shit. And I don't even, the worst part about it is, I don't even be noticing it because it's like, just so normal to me.
Like, remember the one nigga? One nigga said that Jewish racial slur shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he know how he charged that shit up. Like he selected that. Me, my shit just come out.
He picked it out. I just be saying shit.
Yeah, I just be saying shit. Yeah, nigga, fuck your dead just grandmother,
like,
bitch.
Just like how the bitch said, double homicide.
Yo, that shit is that shit hilarious, was bro.
Crazy. Was she shit? Like, damn, my bad. She was thinking it. She wasn't trying to say it out loud. Shorty was crying. Yo, bitch.
I was just really saying that.
Oh my god.
Shorty said, oh bitch.
Oh my god.
Yo.
Oh my god, bro. People be wrong.
Mean. That shit be hilarious, bro.
I'm a little meaner, but oh man.
Yeah, bro. Like, I can't even think about the most. Like, I don't even like doing it because I don't like bringing that.
I feel bad after sometimes. Sometimes I be feeling bad. I be like, damn, yo, you ain't had to do that. Like,
I ain't gonna cap, right? When I be dissing,
after I fucked him up at the concert on Sunday, he tried to press me out. Yo took his shirt off and was like, I need you. What's your name? I said, I'm not giving you shit. I'm not no public official, nigga. I don't owe you a damn thing. You a grown ass man. This shit come with consequences when you start doing shit. I brought you the keys. I ain't have to do that.
Back up, man. What you had to do, bro?
Okay, well, we was moving him out, and he didn't want to fight. Anthony popped his ass. Then I drug his ass. He tried to sit down like he was a bitch, and I dropped him on his neck. And when he rolled over, because he rolled over the wrong way, he tried to sit up, and I socked that nigga like 3 times in the face because he was trying to get up. And I was like, nope, stay your ass right where the fuck you at. Picked his ass up again, took his ass right out the motherfucking gate and threw that motherfucker. And he thought he was about to get some shit out of me. I was like, bro, I walked my ass back in there, got your keys, brought that back. I went back in there with the nigga that you was fighting with because he was about to steal your phone. I got your phone back, and I gave you that. I don't know what the fuck happened to your wallet. It's not my problem. I'm not going to go search for it. Turns out his dumbass had his wallet anyways, but he walked up to me and was trying to press me out for my name like I was going to do something. Like, you got fucked up. You's a goofy nigga. You paid $250 for these VIP section tickets. Got kicked out of VIP 30 minutes before the show even started, before the artist got there. And your dumbass got beat up for $250. You was a goofy nigga.
I ain't gonna lie.
Goofy as shit. Then he tried to tell me, oh yeah, with your nap ass hair. I said, yeah, and your lip is on the floor. Wipe that dry blood off your mouth. Fuck wrong with you.
I ain't gonna lie, right?
Acting like you gonna press me. I fucked you up once, bro. We can do this all night.
I ain't gonna lie, right? When he walked up on you, I would smack the shit out of you, bro. It probably ran after that. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, on everything I love, bro, when he walked up, I was already ready for it. I was already ready for
like,
it. And when he didn't do nothing, he was like, what's your shit, and he man. Was like, and he got close too. I was waiting for him to swing. Cause I was gonna fuck his ass up again. I was waiting for him to swing. He was not about it. I even turned my back to him.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I would've rocked your shit, bro.
I turned my back to him to take a picture.
I would've rocked your shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He knew what was up. He knew that was not the vibe.
Yeah, I would have fucked you up.
He was outnumbered, and when I threw his ass out, it was just me. So he knew that this shit wasn't going to rock like that. He couldn't beat me. So it wasn't going to rock like that. You can't beat 60 of us, nigga. You couldn't even beat me. Fuck. I'm just keeping it real. Like, you couldn't beat me by myself. So, like, what are you going to do? Man. It's like seven niggas standing next to me. And it's not going to go the way you think it is. And then his brothers walked up. It was three of them. I was looking at them and I was talking to him. I was keeping it real because, you know, we gotta be transparent in some of these situations with how I'm breaking this shit down. And his brother was real. He understood, number one, my ass wasn't in the wrong. And number two, there wasn't nothing I could do about it. Like, I ain't having shit. But at the same time, it was like all three of y'all walking up. It's like, y'all not going to do nothing either.
I ain't going to hold you. The brother a hoe.
I literally will go back to the truck and put this gun away and fuck all y'all up. Real shit. I will take this gun off and we can scrap.
Yeah, what you say you're using Instagram bio too?
Huh?
What do you say you're going to change the Instagram?
Oh, I'm going to put these guns down and fuck you up. Niggas be thinking shit sweet because I got a gun. Like, that don't mean nothing, bro. I'll fuck you up with these hands. I do not need this gun. I do not need this shit. I got the gun if you got a gun. That is it. I will fuck you up with these hands. I'm not going to pepper spray you. I'm not going to hit you with no baton and the rest of that. I'm going to fuck you up with these hands.
Like, who's about to do that DC bitch?
I'm not with none of that shit.
That OnlyFans hoe.
Yeah. Fucking dumb broad. Ain't nobody trying to hear none of that bullshit.
God, I would have punished her, bro. Oh, wait, I would help the Lord Reese. I'm a Lord Reese. Like, shit.
Yo.
This is going to be wild in the night, bro. I ain't going to lie to you.
Look, bro, I'm just being real. And I keep the rosary around the holster so I can bless these bullets before I send you up to them pearly gates.
Who you going to meet there, bro?
Fuck you mean? You better call him and tell him he's about to get some company.
What AB say? Call God.
Try Jesus, not me, cause I throw hands. Fuck wrong with you?
I ain't gonna lie, but we're playing wars enough for this one.
Oh, of course.
I'll kill you, bro.
But yeah, bro. I think did I get all of my bitches stories out? Cause since we talking about it, I might as well. Cause I didn't let and like all of this shit don't even matter.
See, like, all right, so listen, right? Like. My old drinks, they be listening, I think, still. I don't know. Possibility.
They be watching my old drinks, bro, but I don't give a shit.
Nah, because, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get, like, too disrespectful. Because cool with them all. You get me?
But this
cool
is, see, but this, see, but see, but that's so, you. That's they not following
nah,
me.
I don't care. That's what I'm saying, like.
And even if they was following me, I don't know who's going to do something. No one. Am I speaking fraudulently? No, I'm speaking truth and facts.
So if you're mad about the truth and facts,
you should change your decision making. Look inward, not outward.
So look, right. I'm gonna say this. One day I got on here, I was super hot, bro. See, this was back when I wasn't like doing shit right. You feel me? Like I was having like hella bad shit on here. I ain't gonna
lie. You was having hella what?
I had like hella bad shit on here, bro. Like, this wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying, where I was, like, trying to take it. But, like, where are we taking it now? You get me? So.
I get what you're saying.
Like, one day, I was, like, I just wilded out on the podcast, bro. Calling out one of the old drinks, like, shit crazy.
I mean, there's been a
couple I ain't never. Nah, like, this was, like, fresh. Like, nigga, she, like, yeah, she knows it's about me. Like, she knew. Nigga, like, I ain't never seen that many missed calls in my life, bro. 40 plus the Snapchat calls and the Snapchat messages, bro. Shit was brazen. So that's why I be like, I be select. I ain't trying to go back there. You get me?
I get what you're saying, but I don't give a fuck about any of these bitches' feelings or their security net of their perfect image or whatever the fuck they be trying to call that shit. I don't care. What? Ain't nobody perfect. I ain't perfect. I done did some fucked up shit.
I don't care.
Okay. All right.
I'm perfect.
You keep living your life. I'm a fucking angel. Okay. You let me know how that works out for you. But
like, listen, I got to see something too. Hold up. Yo, why you had sent me that Snapchat video I posted?
What you talking about?
when a kid had the
you was a grimy nigga, why you sent it to me? I didn't send you shit, you lying bitch. You sent it to me. You said, yo, check your snap. No, I didn't send you nothing. I didn't send you shit. I ain't send you shit. So you cruddy, and that dude's brother is cruddy because he recorded that shit. That nigga was choking on a that nigga was choking, bro. He was choking on that shit.
Was it funny? Like the black yo in the video.
He was like, cut. Was it funny?
Was it funny?
Hilarious. A nigga had a tube coming out of his throat in a wheelchair. Obviously can't move. Trying to get this man some liquor. And he choking on that bottle.
What I thought was the funniest thing.
He couldn't even hold it with his hand. He was drinking it with his mouth.
I was watching how like people was reacting to this shit. Like people was commenting on it. Like they was laughing and shit. And like that's fucked up type shit. But like it was the people who viewed the first part when you see him in the chair and you see the tube going through his neck.
Yeah.
When they seen that, they like instantly closed my story because they knew some shit was about to happen. I'm telling you, bro. Like I was like, yo, this is fucking hilarious, bro. Like you stopped watching it right here when it got to this point. Like, nah.
Then you asked niggas, was that last post OD? You wild. You know damn well that shit was cruddy as fuck. Who cares?
I posted it again.
Who cares? They posted it. That's how you found it.
He got hella videos, bro. One nigga with a tube getting big turn. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, he big choking to death. That nigga was drowning.
How you drowning standing up, nigga?
Sitting up. He wasn't standing. He can't stand. He can't stand. Am I lying though? He clearly can't stand. No, he clearly can't stand because he got that automated wheelchair. He's not getting up anytime soon. Not in this lifetime.
Yo, what's that? Yeah, they're wild as fuck, bro. Professor X ass nigga.
Not in this lifetime.
Yeah, that's not funny. Why'd you turn? How we gonna make a fun,
bro, you got me on Glenn Levitt tonight. You know the vibes.
That nigga had it. He definitely had the Jimmy Neutron head though. That nigga head was big as shit.
That nigga Megamind.
He got noggin on him.
He didn't even have the Jimmy Neutron. He had the Sheen head when he took the shit. Had the lightning bolts around his shit. And the veins popping in his forehead. His head big as fuck.
Yeah, this was pretty cool though, bro.
Definitely.
Yeah, this is cool. Again, like, getting like lit and then doing this shit, bro. This shit fun.
For sure.
Because the fact that we can't, like, you're talking about hella bullshit.
Oh yeah, bullshit, and you bitches, it's about to be summer, bro. It's about to be summertime. It's getting hot outside, bro. I'm letting you know right now, all of this bullshit that y'all be talking about, you're not the prize. Sorry. You're not the prize. You offering a powdered up face with some bullshit Instagram pictures that you putting hella filters on so that you look picture pretty perfect, and then when we see you in person, the shit is less than satisfying. Get your shit together.
You still the one of Kevin Samuels, bro.
Get your shit together. I want a high value man. Well, bitch, use a low burning skillet. No. It's not happening.
They gotta give me a Birkin bag. They gotta give me a Birkin bag for me to do anything for. I need a Birkin.
They gotta give me some substance. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, give me that Birkin.
You look like somebody from the bottom of a well yelling for help. Empty as shit. Empty as fuck.
Help, I can't get out. We're talking about the POF
bucket.
Niggas.
Send the bucket.
We had a couple more POF stories, but I didn't even really talk about. But isn't it just how weird people are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas like that be weird in real life too.
When I say niggas, I'm talking about
some random. Wait a minute. Some random white boy walked up to me in the bar literally like last weekend on like Friday and was like, oh yeah, man, you tall as shit. Everybody with me tall as shit. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm tall, whatever. He like, you're canceled this summer, bro. It's short king season. You guys are canceled this summer. I said, bitch, I'm never out of season. Your drunk ass couldn't get the ugliest bitch in here. You're standing here talking to me.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't cry with her. If I was someone, I would have rocked the shit out you. I ain't gonna lie.
He wasn't gonna do a damn thing. He wasn't gonna do shit.
Well,
see, you be saying this because you my boy. You be saying this because you my brother. That's what it is. Niggas in real life do not be like that.
Yo, I think it's crazy how, like, niggas was... I seen one niggas posting, like, he had, like, a whole armory of, like, guns and shit, and this nigga was lying, like, fuck, bro. This nigga put on a caption, heaven. I said, bro, shut the fuck up.
Niggas be showing all that shit, but won't come outside.
Like, I'm like, won't come outside, bro. I'm frankly
they won't come outside with it. And then on top of that, hella niggas be showing all them shits and can't shoot.
Like, I'm season one Franklin Saint. I'm just not that big of a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Not pussy at all. Franklin Saint season one,
it's just, I'm just saying, bro. They be showing all them guns and can't shoot, bro. I put you down with this 9. I don't give a fuck about your guns that you got. Oh, I got the on it. Yeah, before you turn that dot on, nigga, you're done. I'm surgical. I'm the top heart surgeon with this shit. You're crazy. Oh yeah, I got all these guns. Okay, all right. Thanks for showing me. Now I know what you got, yo dumbass.
No, bro. This shit was lit though, y'all. Like, it's just cool.
Definitely, definitely, it's cool. We still need a moderator. Damn, I just thought
fuck
about
him.
That. We still need a moderator.
Fuck him. But nah, shit was cool though, you know. Came here pretty yeah. Lit.
Anything else we want to talk about?
Nah, bro, I'm done. I ain't gonna lie.
You done?
Make somebody can be in this pack.
You done? This pack. Okay. You done. All right, bet. Is there anything else that I want to speak on? Anything else that I want to speak on that I want to go to? I want to touch on. Let's see. Oh, yeah. That reminds me, you nappy headed.
Who are you talking to,
man? I'm talking about what the fuck is that skeezer sea lion ass bitch name? what the fuck is her name? Fuck. I can't remember that shit. I'm trying to remember. That shit was a little freaky though. I'm trying to remember what the fuck is that bitch name. Ah, damn.
Too many bitches. Goofy, bro.
Too many broads. I'm going to let it rock because I don't want to just talk about random shit. I'm going to let it rock.
Yeah, bro. We'll be up with some.
For the next one.
We'll be like, we're going to try to do these a little more often. Nice little bullshit ones, bro. Like, we can come and talk about like the Jake Paul shit. This nigga fighting Floyd, that shit crazy.
He fighting Floyd because he finally got his name out enough to get the money for the fight.
Oh yeah,
Floyd not fighting shit like that, bro. Floyd not fighting nobody that he can't make no money off of, and he's gonna piece his dumb ass up.
I do hella nice shit. We do hella nice shit. Start coming to talk about new shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should be lit, bro.
Oh, nah, man, I got a question for you with all of how the climate is now that the nigga got charged, right, about the George Floyd
right.
That Columbus shit, because I see a lot of people talking about it. That with the girl that got shot and killed, a 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
How you feel about that?
Oh, man, that's, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like, I get what everybody's saying, bro. He killed, like, it's a girl. Not saying that, listen, I don't mean it disrespectfully, but, like, you can control a girl or control, like, a dude. You know what I'm saying? Surely a young girl, you can control, you can, like, you can, like, get her. You can stop her from doing what the fuck she doing. You know what I'm saying? So when he shot, that was some goofy shit. I would say that. That was some goofy shit, him shooting.
But Shorty had a whole knife up to bitch. Though.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
And
I was wrong with it, though. My thing is the fact that she had a weapon. They're trained that when that call come in, that call is somebody stating, like, hey, somebody has such and such out here. I need help. You get me? It's just kind of dumb to me that
and you don't she know called who the called. Police. Yeah.
No, this is my thing. She called the police and then picked up a knife. Like to dumb. Me, that part is like, that's
yeah, dumb. Crazy. It's like, so many things I about the shit. And then after she got shot, the nigga standing there, like, oh, you shot my baby, but you didn't stop your baby from grabbing that knife.
It's not even that. You didn't even intervene to stop.
That's
shit
what
from
I'm
happening.
Saying. You didn't do anything. You stood by the
I ain't gonna speak on
she,
it.
That she pushed.
I ain't gonna speak on it. And said well, nothing about that man. I don't know that.
I mean, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna break the ice. I'm gonna break the ice for all the people that's hoping that he get charged. He's not. I'm just say that now. He's getting off. Because the shit was justified.
It sadly was.
Because it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, bro. If he don't shoot her, another girl dies, and then everybody's going to outcry that when we call the police, they show up and they don't protect us.
My thing is, why call the police and then pick up a knife? Like,
that's what I'm saying. But if you was going to cut Shorty, I would expect that when the police shows up, she's already cut.
Facts. Not call the police and then you grab a knife. Like,
and then everybody wants to say she's a baby. She's 16. She's not a baby.
My thing is her parents was right there and they didn't stop a fucking thing.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't intervene at all.
So like to me, in that case, they failed their child.
Yeah, because they let her make a decision that she's not in a position to make. And that she didn't have to make.
And she didn't have to make. And also, you could have stopped it.
Yeah, you could have told them bitches to leave your property.
You called the police.
You let them come on.
Because I look right. I don't even want to come off as like a police ass nigga, but I'm gonna say this right here.
It's not even coming off as a police ass nigga.
No, I'm gonna say this right. Let's say hypothetically, I call the cops on somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cops coming. I tell them what's popping. Listen. They try and jump me, whatever, right? Boom. So the cops already on the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put it like this. You already called the police, bro. If they step in and they beat on you, cool, let it happen. At that point, what is it to you to press charges on them?
Nothing.
You get what I'm saying? Because you already had called the cops. So, like, you already handled it, like, this way. So you might as well just continuing on down that same fucking road.
And then if we want to take the police out of the equation completely, because you know how everybody wants to say, oh, street nigga this, street nigga that, blah, 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 X, Y, Z, handle this way, handle that way. Let's say, okay, you handle it. You grab a knife and you do whatever it is that you do. You don't even call the police. You can't complain about the outcome.
Yeah,
so you got to pick your poison.
No. That's what I said, like, as it comes, they're gonna, oh, that's some police shit. But it's like, well, yeah, it's because the bitch called the police, bro. Like, at
otherwise,
that point,
he wouldn't have been there.
You already set chains in motion already.
Yeah,
that's what.
And
I'm
homie
saying,
didn't
like,
even pull up on that. And homie didn't even pull up. He didn't pull up with gun drawn. Homie pulled up and seen him fighting. Was like, hey, yo, chill. Like, we ain't got to do all of that.
That's when
he pulled
the gun
when he seen the knife.
And when he seen the knife, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Somebody
like,
using
this
deadly
one,
force
this
on
one,
somebody.
This one hard. Granted, yo, like he, I don't think he don't get that murder charge.
What do you mean? He's not getting charged at all.
And I'm saying this at most, if they do bring charges, it's gonna be manslaughter. I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna be. But I know he. Listen, I'm saying this. I guarantee you, he get charged. He's gonna get off.
He don't.
I think he's gonna get charged. He's gonna get off though, because they're gonna be like, bro, like he was doing. Hey, sad as it may be, like he was doing his job. And that's not like, that's the fucked up part about it all, bro. That's the fucked up part. That's why I think, you know what I'm saying? That's such outroar. Like, bro, like, I see both sides of it too, bro.
But at the same time,
like same with this. I put this. Same with the nigga up here in Maryland.
I don't even see him get charged.
I don't know. You heard about that when the cop shot the kid out here?
Yeah.
So, first seeing it, I was like, oh, nah, bro. Like, this shit crazy. This keep happening. That's when Black was like, yo, keep reading that shit. Like, read that shit. So I read mm-hmm. it, and they go, the kid had a weapon and charged that dog.
He had an airsoft gun and pointed it directly at him.
At that point,
and I'm shooting that nigga too. Sorry.
All on you. I ain't gonna lie. All on you. That's dumb.
Shooting him too.
Lay, I'm saying
you're not allowed to shoot mine.
I'm saying this. You know the problem with these rap niggas. You know how these rap niggas be fuck 12, bro. Fuck 12. You wanna know why they able to continue to say that? They comply with them niggas when they get pulled over.
Yep.
They don't so that shit they be rapping about is cap because it,
they don't fight the police. Nah. And then when you see they mugshot, they ain't beat up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. Like, them niggas ain't doing what they telling y'all to do. And that's the thing about it. Like,
and then they telling you fuck 12, and they'll comply with them because they know they got the money to fight the case.
Exactly.
And get off just like anybody else could.
Plain and simple. Ain't nothing
just like anybody else could if you had
retaining a lawyer for $500,000. That nigga gonna get you off of some
shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah, exactly.
He gonna get you some off on some shit. So they can afford to do that. Fuck 12, do whatever the cop may get them charges reduced to.
Young boy locked up right now. Young boy locked up right now. That's the one nigga I would expect to fight back. He has not been beat on yet.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That's my nigga, bro.
That's my man's too, bro. But he ain't got a scratch on him. Nice. He ain't fight them niggas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I be seeing all that. I just be like, bro, like I'm saying when you bring it up, I was like, oh, like my shit is my. And you know it's crazy.
It's touchy crazy. Because people's emotions is involved in it, which is what the people that run shit want it to be because it puts us against each other.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, no, because I remember before I had this type of conversation with somebody who said they was pro-black. And at that part kind of blew me. Like, I hate when people say they're pro-black. I don't understand what that means.
That shit blows, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand what that means. Like, I'm pro-black. I'm for black people, okay? Who like... Look, I'm going to say this right. Black people do be against each other. You get me? They do be against each other. But... Even then, right? So something like this, the rich Republican black people, they be wilding, you know what I'm saying? Mm. On Twitter supporting Trump, right? Even though they don't fuck with us, they fuck with other black people though.
Yeah.
So you get me? So it's like, yeah,
that believe in their views.
Right. You get me? So I feel like that's how like all that shit is tying.
I know a couple people that go to my church that vote Republican. Would never expect them to vote that way ever, but they vote that way because of their tax bracket that they're in.
Right, I mean, I mean, end of the day, you're gonna do what you're gonna do, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna do what's gonna make you
and poor. The same motherfuckers that'll tell you that Trump is ass and all the rest of that, them motherfuckers still voted for him because they in that tax bracket.
And why do you think like all them little top CEO like Chick-fil-A niggas voted for Trump, bro? Niggas, because he benefits them niggas, bro. Like, that's how I look at shit. Like, I don't look at it.
You support him because you benefit from it. That's it.
Exactly.
You benefit from what he's doing right
shit,
now.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. One of the guys said it. One of the guys was like, yo, like, if he passed this shit or whatever, I get my taxes go down. Like, I'm voting for Trump, bro. Or like, oh, if he get rid of this shit right here, I'm voting for Trump. Like, I heard some of my niggas say this shit. Like, they said that shit. And I was like, what? But you know what I'm saying? I understood. I was mad at it, but I understood it. I'll let you a bitch, though. Fuck, I'm the nigga. This thing, goofy ass nigga, one. But that shit's crazy, though.
But again, that's how the system plays people against people.
I feel bad for that girl's family, man. Our family's bad. I'm going to be honest with you.
I feel bad for her immediate family. I don't feel bad for her parents because her parents could have saved their baby.
I ain't gonna lie, that's true.
I feel that's bad true. For the rest of her family that was not there.
But like, see, the reason why
that I probably would have stepped in to stop that from happening.
What I'm gonna say is this too about that. They probably sitting there reliving that shit. They damn self.
Yeah.
But he realized like,
mad that they didn't step in to make a change, like, to make a decision that could have saved a adolescent. That was not old enough to really take that into her own hands.
Right.
She wasn't old enough to take that into her own hands, but she was old enough to know what she was doing.
Facts. But and that's how I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like
she ain't grown.
No, it's like I don't got a child, you know what I mean? I don't got kids. But I know once I do have them, I'm protecting niggas as much as possible.
Yeah.
Get into a fight, man. Somebody pull up to my
house. It sounds crazy even let somebody pull up to my house and let my child fight.
That to me, I did not understand that.
That's crazy.
That's like you see your child's about to. There's two girls outside.
That your child's about to get into some shit. Why would I even let you go outside?
Unless I'm like, bro, I would step
outside until you get the fuck up my face and stop bothering my child.
Right.
You got a problem. You got a problem, then you deal with me.
This one is like, this one ugly. I ain't gonna lie, this is ugly, bro. Cause you, of course, you want to be like, yo, like, justice for Shorty, but then you kind of got to look at all parties involved, bro. How do we get here?
How do I get justice for somebody that lunges at somebody's throat with a knife?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't defend that, bro.
In the moment that we justify that, that means that people can just literally just walk around.
I'm gonna say this too. I'm gonna say this too. A lot of people gonna say, "Yo, whatever, self defense." It was a 2-on-1. Shorty called the police already. It's no point.
So it's no more. It's no more self defense.
At that point, it's no more self defense. You already alerted the authorities. They on the way. They on the way. Somebody about to get assaulted. They on the way. So like now, ain't no crime really going on for real.
And you can see that she came from the house.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like everything.
So she went back in the house to go get it.
Everything is like, ugh, like, oof, it's bad. It's bad. I ain't lie. I don't like that one. Let me stop rambling. But we get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's some shit, bro. Mm-hmm.
All right, bro. We are out of here.
Let's get it.